smoke a little hemp before the show, you know.
Okay. Well.
Hey everybody, this is Miles with Static Radio, your informational guide.
I'm your trip captain, Miles. You're in Static Radio, I'll be your trip captain.
To all the fun things to do around Decatur, Illinois.
That's right, you can go down, you can go to Crackles and get yourself a burger.
An In-N-Out burger?
There's no In-N-Out burger in Decatur, don't.
Oh.
Don't get people's hopes up. No, no In-N-Out burger. Although,
yes,
I recently read an article that the Canadian coffee chain Tim Hortons will be moving into the Midwest. So you and I may be able to experience the Tim Hortons coffee experience. But I don't drink coffee.
Ew. So, I don't drink coffee.
I know they got donuts as well. That's the part that.
Oh, I'll be there. I am there.
You can get yourself a cruller or whatever, bear claw.
A bear claw and a bow tie.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about.
I know my donuts. Yeah.
When I went to Canada, I purposefully went into a Tim Hortons just because it is an institution up there, you know. So I got myself a donut.
Tim Hortons.
At Tim Hortons in Canada. Yep.
Never heard of it.
Well, you'll hear about it. It's supposedly coming down in Chicago and down to Iowa and St. Louis. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think so. You might not get one because, you know, you live in bumfuck nowhere, but Iowa City might get one.
Yeah.
Or what is the name? The Quad Cities might get one.
Yeah, more likely the Quad Cities than Iowa City, yeah.
Or wherever, you know what I'm talking about.
I was mad that they closed Sonic in Iowa City, man. That's bullshit.
Holy moly, closed the Sonic?
That's bullshit.
You weren't eating enough hot dogs, apparently.
Damn it.
I have seen a Sonic bullshit. Get closed, but. Anywho, yeah. I was traveling. I just read about that because I was traveling.
You're traveling.
Traveling. So I was down at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, where I go, you know, I have to go every year, at least twice for business, at least.
Yes, right.
And so I was at this place, and I've been there before. It's a fairly nice place. I would say by Missouri standards, you know, it is a pretty nice place. You know, it's not a real shithole or anything.
Was it Peckers?
No, I didn't. Peckers closed, I believe. I didn't go to Peckers. I ate a Bandanas, which is a rib place that was pretty good. But anyway.
You eat ribs?
Oh, yeah, I like ribs, yeah.
You are fairly choosy about what you eat. I'm really surprised about that, really.
Well, I tried them a number of years ago, and I've enjoyed. I only like the ribs, though. I don't really like all the accoutrement that sometimes comes with that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had ribs in Kansas City, Gates, Arthur Bryant's, some hole in the wall, you know.
Arthur Treacher's.
No, it's different, yeah. And Bandanas now down at the lake, which is pretty darn good. So.
Yeah.
I must say, I like the dry ribs, you know, where they don't have the sauce on them.
Oh, I like sauce.
Well, you can put your own sauce on. They have four different types of sauce
on
the table.
Yes.
And then you put your own on. I like them dry, and then I put on the sauce that I want, rather than getting them all.
Nice dry rub.
Yeah, I like a dry rub, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was at this hotel. It was a fairly nice hotel. And I guess I had a suite. I don't know how I always rate to get a suite, but every time I've stayed there, it's like this huge room. I mean, it's like a double-sized room. You know, I got a couch. I got a chair. But it's an older place, and so, like, they got the old 25-inch, you know, square TV, no flat panel.
Oh.
But it's on a swivel, so you can watch it from the bed or watch it from the couch, you know.
Right.
And it's got, like, a refrigerator, you know, and, like, a breakfast bar kind of thing going on.
Mini bar.
Yeah. It's and so it's not, but this time I stayed there and I'd never stayed in this room before. I don't know if it's the room or something's happened since the last time I was there, but I don't remember ever staying in that room because it was a little closer in than I normally am. I'm usually further down the hallway. But anyway, very big, spacious. I mean, it's like third world countries don't have this kind of space, you know what I
You get
mean,
like
for
the
people.
honeymoon suite or something,
No,
or
it was like a regular because I was with my buddy and we were there. He had a room and his was just as big. It's huge. These huge rooms.
is yours as big as mine?
Well, it was about the same, but
Yeah.
so anyhow, I settling into the room, putting my stuff. I was there for several days, so I hung up stuff and and I kind of, as I'm moving around the room, I'm kind of noticing this trend, this kind of pattern.
Okay.
It's a little bit disturbing.
All right.
It was clean. Now, it wasn't like it was dirty or anything, but in certain parts of the room, it seemed as if there was like splatter. You know what I mean? Like there's remnants and outlines of where something had been splattered. And it wasn't in one place, it was in several places.
Did you bring the luminol this time, I hope?
I never bring the luminol because I cannot even think about it. But like this, the lampshade kind of looks splattered on.
Oh, Jesus, God.
And then like by the I hung stuff up in the closet and the closet door kind of had some like remnants of splatter. I don't know if this was a murder scene or like an orgy.
Was this like Gary David Carradine's room? I mean, what the hell was
Well, I didn't
it?
notice any rope hanging in the closet, but
I picture you dancing around to "Goodbye Horses" with yourself tucked in.
yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, from
Mm,
"Living
put some
Beside the
lotions
Lamp."
in the basket. Yeah, no, I was just like, this is really odd. It just get and every time I turned around, like in the kitchen area, there was like a spatter, and then there was in the bathroom area, and I was like, this is just.
Well, I might as well add to it, I guess.
Well, it was all cleaned up. I mean, it was just like the faintest, but it was like, the faintness, it was like a Dexter episode or something, Yeah, I was like, I think somebody, like, there's like a triple homicide or something in this room.
There's something going on
Yeah,
here.
either you had been there,
Some John
and,
Holmes or
on the
Johnny
Jism Trail
Wadd.
or whatever. Yeah, I was just like a little freaked out by that, I didn't sleep too well while I was gone because of that. And I'm like laying down and I'm like, only this one pillow. I chose a pillow. It was a chosen pillow. I looked it over real good. It was all clean. That's the only pillow I used.
I wonder how many guys there were.
Yeah, and then I like looked over the blankets and I was just like,
This is probably under someone's ass about 3 hours ago. Shit.
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, this is it was an old tennis club. It's not a tennis club anymore. And so like there's pictures of Gil Gerard
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah,
You're
Bernie
right.
Capel and oh, who's the dude? They have him on The Simpsons. They spoof him. I'm Wayne somebody or whatever. But anyway, Chad Wayne or whatever, and that's they spoofed this dude. But anyway, pictures of these, famous people from the 70s, basically, and Oscar Goldman from $6 Million Man.
Oh, yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah, so.
Hey.
They stayed here when it was a tennis club, and now it's not a tennis club anymore. It's
So that might be Oscar Goldman's DNA.
it could be.
I could be sleeping in Gil Gerard's
Yeah,
nature,
spunk.
if you will.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, this could have been Bernie Capel from The Love Boat, Dr.
Got my
Bicker.
face in Charles Nelson Rowney's love pillow.
Well, I had what was it? Bobby Riggs was in a picture too. So yeah, I'm like, this is just too much. Oh my God. I had to spend several days there in this room, and every night I'd come in there and I'd be like, oh my gosh, is this Artie Johnson's spunk?
Oh man.
Very interesting. Yeah, it was a little odd. It's a nice place. People are nice, you know, very courteous, but I think they need to, you know, call in the professional scrub team every once in a while, because
service master in there, get all the
exactly service master
out of the
crime scene cleanup or whatever. I was like, you know, and there's always like some cigarette burn on the vanity, you know, left over from the 70s. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, they finally took them out. They used to have a TV in the bathroom. They took them out, though. And a phone.
Oh.
Like right by the toilet. They had a phone and a TV, and they finally took them out, though.
Wait, there's a tag that's been painted over. It says the Bob Crane room.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah, exactly.
What the heck? Crane.
I was doing dinner theater down at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah,
no, it was
weird.
They had these little TVs on mounts in the bathroom so you could see it from the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a phone right next to the toilet where you could just reach over and talk on the phone like you do all the time.
Oh, yeah, but think of all the people that have been using that have been pooing and stuff.
I know, but they finally took them all out. They were there last year. This year they weren't there, so they took them
out. I would not be using that phone.
I didn't either. I thought it was weird to begin with. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's just too weird. The TV was weird enough, although I did turn it on and listen to the news while I took a shower, so...
Now, the vibrating bed, that was awesome. But
that was awesome.
Weird, yeah.
I did have a king-size bed with all these pillows, man. It was like 100 of those like fancy pillows on the darn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the couch, it was all very 70s chic. Even all the way down to the DNA, yes.
Yeah, so all the DNA you can handle.
What's the half-life on that stuff, anyway?
I don't know, man.
You know, somebody who's like a big Buck Rogers fan could probably go scrape a room and clone it.
What are that damn noise thing?
Huh?
Tweaky.
Tweaky, yeah, Tweaky. Oh, I don't know. I used to love Aaron Gray on that show.
Oh, don't get me started on Aaron Gray. I'm going to paint my walls.
Yeah,
Aaron Gray. Holy cow.
She had that skin tight suit she wore. Yeah. She had a, you know, some camel toe going on.
Well, she had Silver Spoons also, wasn't she?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes,
yes. Yes. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically I stayed in, like, you know, 70s era orgy room.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing happened, though. No ghosts came out, you know, no screwing ghosts or anything, thank goodness.
If you just prove whose DNA it is, man, you can make a fortune.
That's right.
Who wants Gil Gerard's baby?
That's right. I got some I got some Captain Stubing over here.
I got who's that one ventriloquist you love?
Rich Little?
No, a ventriloquist, not a...
Oh, ventriloquist? I don't know. I don't really like a lot of ventriloquists.
No, the guy from the soap. Guy, like something. Oh, I can't think of it, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy from Soap?
Billy Lester.
Oh, Willie and Lester? Yeah. He was great.
I got Willie Lester's splunk right here.
That's right, Willie and Lester's. There's some, like, some sawdust. Willie and Lester.
You could be rich. I'm telling you, you do this right. You get some scotch tape, peel off some of that DNA, and be like,
I got some Ted Lang right here.
Who wants Ted Lang's juice there?
Yeah, right there.
Oh my God. Gabe Kaplan. I got Gabe Kaplan right here, right up the pillow. Where?
Gabe Kaplan. All you youngsters are going to have to wiki all these people.
Norman Fell. I got Norman Fell.
Oh, Norman Fell. Oh, God. Audrey Meadows or whatever her name was. Audrey something or another.
Oh, Stanley.
Oh, Stanley.
Oh, Stanley.
Yeah, I got some John Ritter.
You bet.
Got some Suzanne Summers smegma on the arm of this couch.
Here's some of the cleanup shit up behind.
Come and knock on the door. Yeah, no, it was weird. It was,
yeah.
I'm not looking forward to my next visit, I'll put it that way.
I bet. Wow. I'm telling you right now.
I actually thought, I'm like, how weird am I if I change rooms? Because, I mean, I had a choice room, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you did have a choice room, apparently. Yeah.
And they were pretty full up, so.
I bet if I'm sitting here in the bed, what's the chances of me hitting the wall? Let me see.
That's right.
Holy cow, pretty good. Holy cow, you see that?
Yeah, hey, Marge. Yeah, it was a king-size bed, big old bed, you know. Yeah, sprawl out on the bed. I didn't, but somebody probably did.
Burt Ward,
sorry.
I'm like Neil Patrick right here.
No, I'm not as good as Batman. Patrick. Yeah, Butch Patrick. Neil Patrick, who's that? Your buddy?
Yeah, it's too late for Neil Patrick. But...
Neil Patrick Harris? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I was trying to think of Butch Patrick. I said Neil Patrick.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure all these 70s people, you know.
I know where your mind is.
Well, I know where your mind is.
So, yeah, that's what happened to me. I was in the Lake of the Ozarks orgy room, I guess.
Mm.
Kind of like the jungle room, you know, at Elvis's house.
So did you leave your imprint at all, or...?
No, I did not leave my imprint, no. I didn't add to the artwork.
Yeah, the mosaic.
The mosaic, that's right.
That it is.
I did not add to that, thank you very much. Yeah.
That is weird.
That is weird. It is very strange, I'll tell you. So if you want to leave a comment, you really want to know where I was at so you could go experience it yourself, I'll leave a comment and I'll tell you.
You can go see all the fossilized ejaculates.
I'll tell you the property and the room number if you really want to know. So.
Yeah, Bob will take you there personally.
No, I'm not taking anybody there.
I'll take you there.
They can go to the desk. I would like room, you know.
I'd like the Gary Coleman special, please.
I like the Dana Plato snail trail.
What you talking about?
Yeah, no kidding. Mr. Drummond.
Well, Willis. Oh.
And then there's Maude.
The Conrad Bain bathroom.
That's right. We'll be painting this wall.
Maude!
So, yeah, weird. Really weird.
That is weird.
What's going on with you?
So, let's just continue the weirdness train. And,
all right.
We're going to exit the Bob Lament weird train and get on the, you know, Miles Title weird train.
Go from one car to another. There you go.
So, you know, we're running errands over the weekend, and, you know, Miles Jr.'s like, hey, I'm hungry, you know, let's just go out and eat. Yeah,
sure. And you don't pass up on that. Who's buying is what you
pass
Well,
I was
in.
Buying.
Oh, well, that sucks.
And he's like, we're going to go to KFC. I said, okay.
KFC?
It's not really the cheapest choice. But
no, it's not. That's out of your budget.
Kind of expensive, but I was like, all right, I'll do it. Okay.
For you, sod anything.
So he's like, get me the number two combo, some kind of boneless chicken thing.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And you're like, I want all the bones I can get, lady.
Well, you're getting close. Okay, so, you know, it's some, you know, young thing. Order when you're ready, please.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, okay, number two combo. Oh, yeah, we don't have that right now. We gotta cook it. It's gonna be like 7 minutes.
So that's okay. I got.
I'm like, you know, is there anything else you're gonna have? And it's like, well, give me a number 10, you know, like, which is basically the same thing.
Right.
But they have that. Oh yeah, we have that. I'm like, okay. All right. And I was a little hungry. I wasn't particularly hungry, but. I go, you know, she's like, anything else?
Yeah.
Like, I was not trying to be weird or anything else. I go, yes, I'll have a breast.
Yeah. Just silence. One breast? One breast?
Silence. Awkward silence.
Just one breast is all you want.
Yes. Just very eerie, awkward silence long time.
Do they have one breast? Do they sell that? It's not,
yes.
Is it numbered? Yes. Is it a number?
No, I just said I'll have a breast.
Okay.
Okay, silence.
Yeah.
You know, probably about a good 20 seconds of silence. She comes back on, hand to God. A chicken breast? Yes, a chicken breast is what I would like, yes.
Maybe she was working on the side or something.
All right, pull around.
Or maybe she's like, she'll flash it for $5 or something.
I don't know. Now I think like this girl's all weirded out, right?
Yeah.
Now my son's like, you know, it sounds just like so-and-so that goes to my high school. I'm like,
Oh, great.
Please don't let me just be from, you know, from your class. Jesus, God.
Oh, jeez. Meathead.
Yeah, I know, sure enough. Oh, yeah, it's Cinnamon. Yeah, she works here. I'm like, oh, Jesus, God, why?
With a name like Cinnamon, she probably
wouldn't. No, I don't know what her name was. You know, just, I made it up, but, yeah. You know, it's Susie, you know. And I'm like, Susie, you know. I'm like, oh, my God. Very awkward. Very awkward. I give her the credit card, the debit card, a bang, her hands touched. Now I'm feeling weird because now her hands have touched. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Does she wink at you?
I really tried to avoid the eye contact, and I did not smile. Because I'm, like, waiting for, like, Chris Hansen to show up, like, any second.
She's like, hey, buddy Hackett, you know.
Miles, let me have a seat here at the kitchen table. All right. Oh, you put the breast down. Okay.
Put the breast.
What were you doing at KFC,
Miles?
Just trying to score some breasts.
Yeah, I was paying for them, $1.50 or whatever.
Little breast and thigh action, I guess, Chris, is what I was trying to get.
Yeah, little breasts.
Oh. From that young cashier?
Young tender, yeah.
No, come on. I mean, really? What could be the confusion there?
I don't know. Maybe she...
A chicken roast?
Maybe she got a camera on you and she recognized you from your days of rubbing against people.
I don't know. It was getting weird, I'm telling you.
And would you like that with a side of my phone number?
Sure. Yeah, I guess. I don't know what... Yeah, okay.
Were you, like, at the... drive through, you know, moving your hands like you were adjusting the water in the shower and testing.
Oh, no, I kept my hands at 10 and 2, believe me. After that, I was very weirded out after that whole thing. Any other place, you know, if you said breast, you know, people like, oh, well, God, what's... You can't tell a chicken place without people getting weird.
Well, I don't know. What else would you call it? I don't know of anybody who orders... at KFC and just gets like one thing.
Well, I didn't want a whole meal. I wasn't that hungry. I'm like, just give me a breast. I like white meat. I don't like dark meat. I like white meat. I was like, give me a breast.
So you, okay.
A human breast?
Well, which one's cheaper?
Dr. Lecter, what would you like?
Chicken breast is $5.36, but mine are only $10 if you want
to. Try to upsell you.
Would you like some thighs?
But you gotta take two. You can't just take one.
Some big juicy thighs.
Well, I guess. It's on the menu, I guess.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I don't know. I felt very dirty.
Only you would screw up ordering a chicken
breast. I didn't screw up ordering. It's a legitimate order.
You want that extra crispy?
I just said, she said, you want anything else? I said, yes, I'll have a breast.
Did you say I'm lactating?
You can't order a breast by itself? You can.
Is it on the menu? I have no idea. I'm going to KFC.
Why can't you order? Why can't you? Well, you mean you couldn't go up there and say, give me your drumstick?
I think I probably would say I'd like a chicken breast. I don't think I would just say the word breast. I would, you know.
How could she even get that weird though? How could she even?
Well, no, it's just because of the word breast. So that way, you just preface it with chicken.
You can't say breast at a chicken place. Oh my God, what's this about?
I want chicken boobie.
Oh, I didn't say boobies or cans or hooters or knockers.
Yeah, I have a couple of hooters.
Oh, some big juicy
jugs. I want one jug.
Jug, yeah, jugs of Kool-Aid.
Nice. Oh, yeah, great. So your son's all laughing at you.
You like center cut?
Oh, my son was completely cracking up. He was like, oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
never. Well, probably the way you said it, because you heard yourself say.
I didn't.
Say,
no, I swear, I didn't.
You heard yourself say breast, and then everybody else in the real world heard you go, oh, I have a breast, a juicy breast.
Ooh.
That's what they heard, like this pervert, you know, talk. That's you in the real world.
Clarice, I'd like to see a breast.
I'd say they're only one generation away from poor, flat, white trash.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I swear I didn't do any weird voice. It was, there's no innuendo in it.
You're like doing Ernie Kovacs saying breast or something.
No, it was nothing. I swear. She goes, do you want anything else? I said, yeah, I'll have a breast, please.
You didn't do like Woody Allen, ooh, ooh, oh, I'd like a...
No, there was no fumbling with it or nothing. I just went right for it. I said, I will have a breast.
Thank I just you. Have a breast, you know, a simple breast. It's just a simple one. Yes, Soon Yi. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
extra crispy.
Yeah. I know this is the whole, you know, Christian.
How did you eat that? How did you eat that breast? Just with your fingers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just eat it. What do you mean? What?
I don't know if you got a fork or what.
No. I wait until I got home.
I'm trying to remember you eating. I don't remember if I enjoyed you eating. Near me.
Most people don't, no.
Yeah.
Most people really don't.
It's been a while since we've eaten together, so.
I'm a fast eater. I don't really like to sit there and talk. And
yeah, that's something like that.
Let's talk about your day, Pop.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I'm just going to be digging into this breast, kids.
I'm going to be working this breast real good.
Look out. With some rib
work
meat.
Work this breast.
Got some rib meat on this breast.
Rib meat. From the center cut, yeah. So I don't know.
Your face is all greasy from eating this breast.
Yeah, probably.
With your fingers, that's just gross.
No, I don't know.
Because that's a lot of face, folks. I don't know, you've never seen Miles.
It is big, man. It is huge.
That's some area. That's some, like, square miles there. This guy.
Mercy Boss Hog. It's just like that. Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's kind of like, let me think here.
Well, we understand that.
I'm trying to think of what your face, how I could represent your face. Well, I always say you're Barney Rubble because you got no neck, but.
Yeah.
Hey, friend. It's like a live-action Barney Rubble, like, you know, the cartoon Barney Rubble, but live, not the Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
He's got a big face, you know, so that's you, big face.
So, I don't know. So now I can't go back to KFC for a year or something.
Now, you get kicked out of a lot of places. Wasn't there some Chinese place that you, like, you know, make googly eyes with somebody or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Things get weird. What to do?
Yeah. You said I want some young guy or something there.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know. Like, I had the kids like at a Chinese buffet like a month ago, and their little buddy, I swear to God, stole like 20 pairs of chopsticks. I'm like, what the fuck?
I use them.
Why do you take all these? Oh,
it's my penis stretcher.
Jeez.
I'm getting ready to go down to the Lake of the Ozark.
Well, no, I guess.
There's a competition down there. Paint the room.
So just be careful, I guess, if you're ordering out people, man. Just be very specific as what you're getting.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you're certainly an example of that.
Do not leave the door open, you know what I'm saying?